Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tim Kulig Free Music Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Kulig. It's been entirely too long since I've published an episode. In fact, it's been exactly 2 months since February 14th. So that's far too long. Far too long. I've been very busy, various projects and various plans for the year, inclusive of getting my first four albums finalized, published, and out there. So let's see, we had of the albums, we had a horror album, Dead Spaces. We also had a new Glitches album called Glitch This, and we had a couple other releases too. So it's been a busy year so far. I've got three additional albums in the mix. One for lo-fi, another one is some space ambient pieces, and in addition to that, I have a harp album, which is very bizarre, but it's not my normal cup of tea, but I am trying new things this year. I'm going to try some different genres. I want to make sure that I have a plethora of items for the coming year and many years to come for people to be able to pick from. Now, that being said, there has been some changes. A lot of you folks out there probably found my music at filmmusic.io, hosted by Sasha Endy. Sasha decided to pivot in January of this year and focus that site strictly on his work. And because of that, I've made a decision to do a robust and major renovation to my website. So my website's going to have a searchable database and all sorts of keywords and phrases and all the language that you need, the attribution language and stuff is going to be very easy and accessible. So right now it's in the works. It's about 50% done. The biggest challenge has been the back-end database, but they're working through that now. And, you know, there's like a literally like an uploader being built and everything. So it makes things seamless and easy for me to do. But I'll have all of my stuff loaded up on there. But in the interim, my music has been available on Pixabay and also on SoundCloud. Pixabay, it's a little harder to find the individual albums because that's not really how Pixabay sorts things. So I've also hosted it on SoundCloud. And you can go there and pick it up by album. I can put the links in the description for this podcast so you can just go in there and grab it and use whatever you need. But yeah, this summer, sometime midsummer, I anticipate having the website redesign out and live. So that'll be great. It's something I've been wanting to do for a few years anyway, relying on other websites to promote and host is problematic. You always want a home base that's your own and that you have full control over. So initially jumping on board with a bunch of different artists in the boutique community was ideal. You know, it had an established following, and you can still see people that grabbed it several months ago picking up my tracks and the attribution language that they had left over from when that was still hosted at Film Music. But over time, I'll start encouraging those folks to pivot to my timkulig.com website to ultimately drive traffic to the new database and everything. And honestly, if you do go to any of the links that people have put up there for that, it kind of divvies out. It says the song's not available. If you're looking for Tim Kulig, you got to click here and it punches out to my website. So you won't lose me. You'll still be able to find me. But that being said, I'm also engaging the boss agency, Diane Agadella, over at the, I apologize, Diane, if I said your last name wrong, over at the boss agency here in Tampa to help me with socials and help me with the marketing plan, because I'd like to drive new and existing traffic to the website and also just generate more content that you're looking for and continue to engage my audience and find out what you guys need and produce the music accordingly. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. So we got the marketing and advertising coming. You'll start seeing some evidence of that over the next several weeks. And then that'll ramp up with some album releases. But I'm also planning on providing some other benefits to the folks that follow me. In addition to just, you know, the self-promotion and everything, I'm also going to do some demos. I'm going to do some industry-based questions and answers type of things. I think there's a lot of need out there for people to understand how all this works. Another thing is content ID stuff on YouTube and how to navigate that. So there's several different things I want to address and create content around so that people can get educated on how to use royalty-free music properly, give the right attribution, and not have issues when they go and they make their content. Because the last thing I want to have happen is somebody use my stuff and then have them get flagged for something or just not understand what it means to use free music and what their responsibilities are. And I think more and more people that are getting into online commerce and promoting their businesses online that may have not had a lot of experience with that in the past, they're trying to navigate these places and trying to understand this stuff. And it's a challenge. It's a challenge when that's not really your business. Your business isn't to know all that stuff. You're just trying to create content and then you have a problem. And I'm sure it's frustrating for a lot of people. So I'm going to try and provide some content around that to help you all navigate that. So that'll be some additional value add that my business is going to focus on. But I also want to entertain. So there's some entertainment value to some of the things that I'm going to be doing as well. And just in case I'm actually doing this outside, there might be some wind going on. I have probably what could only be described as one of the most beautiful days I've seen in a while down here in Florida. It's sunny, not a cloud in the sky, a little bit of a breeze, and in the high 70s, it's not supposed to peak out to much more than that, or like the low 80s today. Low humidity. My God, this is the calm before the storm, though, because we're looking at El Nino switching to a La Nina phase down here in Florida. And what that means to anybody that is not in the tropics is that we probably have a very active hurricane season ahead of us. So I'm enjoying all this nice weather as long as I can before I have to potentially button up houses and put up hurricane shutters at some point late summer. So it'll be exciting, to say the least. Hopefully we don't get anything near as close as some of the near misses we had recently. Gosh, the folks that had to deal with Ian down in Fort Myers, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. Well, in any event, just wanted to give a quick update today and talk about some of the stuff that's coming down the pipeline. Again, I've got several genres in the mix right now. This is the third year I'm going to talk about doing Christmas music, and it absolutely is going to happen this year. In fact, I have it on my production schedule to start in June, July, so there is no excuse. Those songs are going to be produced, finished, published well in advance of the holiday season, and I am looking forward to it because I have some very, very interesting approaches I'm going to be taking to making Christmas music this year. Make it a little different, make it a little exciting, and I'm hoping it resonates with folks and they start using it for their holiday cheer and their holiday content and reels and shorts and all that fun stuff. So it's going to be a good time, but it's going to be a very, very busy production schedule coming down the pipeline the next 3 years plus. I have such an aggressive and ambitious schedule. I know I'm not going to meet it, but here's the thing. Like, I love creating a schedule that's unattainable because I hate it when somebody says, well, you can't, that can't be done. I'm like, challenge accepted. I am absolutely going to try and hit the mark on that. And even if I come up 60, 70, 80%, it's still going to be far more than I had ever imagined I could produce in 1 year. Right now, my publication total is at about 540 songs, and I have easily 40 to 50 in the pipeline for 3 to 4 albums that are going to be finished within the next 30 days. So rapidly approaching 600. I also am going to add into the equation annually a best of album. So I've been tracking with DistroKid and my socials and with Spotify and everything, the songs that have really been the most popular. And I'm going to capture that into a compilation that I release once a year. And since I've been publishing for 3 years plus, I'm going to do a 2021 album, 2022, and 2023. So it's going to be based on the year that the songs were, you know, the year the songs were published. And basically, just the ones that resonated, and maybe the ones that, I don't know, the ones that are near and dear to my heart that I feel like I executed to some of the best of my ability. And in addition to that, it's going to be the ones that resonated, which aren't always the ones that I like the most. But it's funny how you don't get to determine what people like. You just get to write the music. So it's that's been an interesting journey. That's been an interesting journey, being like, oh, okay, I really feel like I executed this particular song amazingly. But this other one that I went back and kind of said it was good enough and published it, there was something in it that resonated with people. And that's where, like, inherently underneath everything, people tend to find that there's some honesty to some songs when they aren't messed with too much. And I think that's what makes certain songs like that resonate more. It's very curious. It's going to be fun to explore that over the years as I continue to publish. I got a lot more in me as far as creativity and the styles that I want to write. And I've got another lo-fi album coming because I really enjoyed doing that so much in December, November, that I actually kind of came back to it and I was like, I think I want to release another one of those. That was really fun, and I had some really positive responses from people about it. It's very chill. It's very good background music, and I don't know. That's part of the reason I like exploring these other genres is just I never know what I'm going to like, and then all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, that sounds really cool. So, well, be sure to subscribe if you're interested in what's going to happen coming down the pipeline, or just to stay in touch and see when things are going to go live as far as the website's concerned, as far as some of the new content is concerned. Definitely follow me on socials to see some of the new content and creations that are coming down the pipeline with my engagement here with the Boss Agency and Diane. And I'll look to talk to you guys again real soon. And I won't be a stranger. I won't make it 2 months this time. I wanted to do this once a week, but just with the aggressive production schedule I have ahead of me, this is probably going to be more periodic and one shots that are pretty quick hitters as opposed to a long thing, unless I do some interviews, which I plan on doing that too. I mean, I might want to take a look back in time here and interview some old musician friends and mentors and teachers and stuff from the past. That would be fun. And just other content creators and stuff, and get an idea of where they're at and tie it into everything that I'm doing. So again, thanks for stopping in, checking this out. I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for checking in with the Tim Kulik Free Music Podcast, and we'll see you again.